This is Fresh Air. This Sunday, CBS follows 60 Minutes with two drama series about women juggling family lives and high-intensity jobs. One is a new series called Madam Secretary, starring Taya Leone as a college professor asked to step into the White House as the new Secretary of State. The other series is the returning drama The Good Wife, starring Juliana Margulies as a lawyer who, in last year's season-ending cliffhanger, was asked to run for state's attorney of Illinois. Our TV critic, David Bianculli, is going to review both shows.
My first impression of Madam Secretary, back when CBS presented a brief highlights reel when the new series was announced in May, was a good one. In fact, it was a great one. It had Taya Leone returning to television in a show that looked like a perfect fit to be paired with the smart, female-driven drama The Good Wife. Set in the White House, in the corridors of power, Madam Secretary, at first glance, had the feel, the look, and even the energy and potential of The West Wing, TV's all-time best series about national politics. But then I previewed the entire Madam Secretary opening episode, which premiered Sunday night, preceding and paired with the season 6 opener of The Good Wife. And while I love the cast of Madam Secretary, almost every role is played by someone who's done excellent work on TV, the writing and the unfolding storylines just keep spiraling downward and becoming more disappointing. The show, created by Barbara Hall from Joan of Arcadia, starts with a strongly presented setup, but never manages to live up to it. Here's one of the earliest scenes from Madam Secretary. It's when Elizabeth McCord, a college professor played by Taya Leone, gets a surprise visitor at her home. The President of the United States, played by Keith Carradine. The Secretary of State has just died in a plane crash. And in Elizabeth's kitchen, the President explains the reason for his visit. The scene is well acted, but not particularly well written.
The death of Vincent Marsh is catastrophic on many levels. It's a bad time to be without diplomatic representation.
Because of the peace talks with Iran and President Shiraz's upcoming visit to the U.S.?
So you understand why I can't waste any time on this decision. I want you to step in.
Step into what?
Secretary of State.
You're joking. I don't mean you're joking, but you can't be serious. Obviously you're serious. Why?
I recruited you for the CIA. I trained you as an analyst. I know how you think, how you work. I trust you.
After that scene, Madam Secretary jumps forward 2 months, so Elizabeth is well into her new job. In one way, it's a bold choice, because it skips the usual introductions of a new workplace and a new set of characters. But in another way, it avoids the difficulties inherent in staging those very scenes and establishing the conflicts. After the 2 month leap forward in time, the conflicts already are there, and we viewers are asked to catch up. In the end, there's at least one conflict too many, with a running subplot introduced that throws a conspiracy theory into the already convoluted mix. There were two ways this show's producers, who include the actor Morgan Freeman, could have gone with Madam Secretary. The series could emulate the intelligence of NBC's The West Wing, or focus on the soap opera excesses of ABC's Scandal. Despite a gold standard supporting cast that includes Tim Daly, Bebe Neuwirth, and Zeljko Ivanek, Madam Secretary opts for the Scandal route. The Good Wife, on the other hand, features some of the smartest writing on television right now, and many of the smartest characters. Series creators Robert and Michelle King made last year's season 5 the show's best yet, with the sudden death of one main character and the continuing shuffling of the relationships, both professional and personal, among all the others. Cable and streaming TV may be where almost all the action is on television these days, but The Good Wife holds the fort for broadcast TV beautifully. Last season ended with a quiet but stunning cliffhanger, as Eli Gold, the governor's political advisor played so brilliantly by Alan Cumming, asked Alicia Florek, the wife of his boss, an unexpected question after a small holiday dinner at her home, while music is played in the background. This season's premiere episode on Sunday picks up seconds later with her answer, and we're off. It's a scene similar to the one from Madam Secretary, except it's so much more gripping and more real. Juliana Margulies, who just won her second Emmy for the role, stars as Alicia. And when Eli pops his question, surprising them both, Alicia's response is to get up from the dinner table and begin clearing and rinsing dishes, retreating into a more comfortable role as homemaker.
Alicia.
Yes?
Would you want to run for state's attorney?
What?
Would you want to run for state's attorney?
I... No.
Why not?
Why not? Eli, are you serious?
Yes. I've been watching you for the last 5 years. You'd be perfect. We need a woman. And people respect you. They like you.
I'm not a politician, Eli.
But you have political instincts. And you're a brand. You're Saint Alicia. Well, you said yourself you want something new. The empty nest syndrome. Zach's gone now.
Yes, and I have another child. Is this about Peter? Did he tell you to ask me?
No, no.
Then why are you doing this? I'm never saying yes.
Because you could win.
All these years in, I don't have to spend much time raving about why I love The Good Wife. The legal cases they dramatize are as intelligent and as multi-layered as the characters. And the acting, from the guest stars as well as the regulars, is marvelous. Each week on The Good Wife, the show's opening credits don't show up until about 10 minutes into the show. And they always catch me by surprise, because by that time, I'm so involved with the plot, I forget that the credits haven't run yet. But when they arrive, with flair and a bit of dramatic punctuation, they always remind me, week in and week out, that I'm watching one of TV's best dramas. Madam Secretary, by being paired with The Good Wife on Sunday nights, suffers badly by comparison.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching and teaches TV and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Teresa Madden, and Yowei Shaw. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.